Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting here by the window, looking out over my life. A lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I'm still here, thinking about my life, and the things that didn't go right, wish I knew then what I know now, through it all, somehow, it all worked for my good, and now
Welcome to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite.
And I'd just like to welcome you back to another episode of Spiritual Sunday this week. Before we open up in prayer and before we start the show, I'm just going to bring on Sister T.C. Holland, who's going to open up in prayer for us this evening. The show will be a short show this evening. I'm going to pretty much maybe run it for like an hour, if possible, a little longer, but an hour is probably the amount of time for the show this evening. I just want to welcome Sister T.C. Holland. Sister T., you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
You know what? You know, I can't lie. My body's tired. I'm real tired today.
I believe it. You know, we talk quite often, and I know what you've been doing and how hard you've been working. So I know that, you know, it's rough. You
and
know,
my body's
and,
tired. You know, I can honestly say that today. I don't know. Usually I'll say, like, all right, I'm tired, you know. Well, I'm not tired. You know, I usually tell Rich.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I didn't even have to tell him today. I got off work, and I literally spoke to him for, like, less than 5 minutes, and then I went to sleep. So I am
wow.
I'm really tired today, and I just woke
yeah.
up at literally 6:45. So
wow.
I didn't share the link or anything. You know, Rich shared it a little bit, and Geeky Power shared it a little bit, so... We're just going to do the show, and then we'll
you know, I
there.
Didn't. I don't have no connection where I am, so that's why I didn't share, you know. I'm going to go ahead and open up in prayer, then I'll just talk about whatever.
All right. Amen. Ready.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how. Ask you for forgiveness for anything that I've done wrong. I just want to thank you for life itself. Thank you for waking me up, my family, my friends, my loved ones. God, I just want to ask you that you watch over each and every one of us. Take us up under your wing and show us a new way of life, and that way will be with you. I also want to pray for individuals that are going through whatever struggle it may be, grievance, financial, whatever the problem is. Just take us and mold us into one and be yours and to come closer to you. I want to ask you that you would to keep your hands over me as I go through my struggles. I want to ask you. I want to pray for Lavina that she may get some rest and her body gets the proper rest that she needs. Pray for Rich that, you know, his health would stay strong and everything like that. Pray for Rachel. That, you know, she continued to grow closer to, as well to you. Pray for Angie, you know, that things are going right with her and the whole GQ Palace family. I also want to pray for my daughter that she will realize that life is not a joke and that it's time to grow up. And for my grandson, that he's happy that he's back with his mom now. My son, his kids, just my whole family. And I just want to thank you, Jesus, because without you, there's no us. And you've been so good to us, and we just got to take time out to be there with you. And I just want to ask you in your name to just watch over us and keep us covered in your blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello? Hello?
Amen, amen. Sorry about that, T.
Amen.
Amen. I was just saying to you later to the little one.
Yeah.
But question for you. Did you do what I asked you to do, T?
Yes, I did.
Wait,
you asked me to. Oh, yeah. It's all in God's hands.
That's right.
I'm leaving it to, you know, it's in his hands. And, you know, I have to tell you, after talking with you this morning, you know, and my brother picking me up this afternoon, and we're still together, I don't know, like I say, somewhere down by Delaware on our way back home. And I spoke with him, and I mean, I'm sure you probably can tell the difference in my voice in this morning.
Yes,
I'm triple pink, you know, because I know that it's something that I've got to do. And how I got to do it,
But most importantly, it's in God's hands. I'm not stressing anymore about any of my problems. I'm letting go and let God. I decided today is the day to let go, and I'll let go.
Good, good. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking
about. You know, and I honestly didn't even feel the jittery in my prayer that today. You know, normally I'm like stuttering and, today I just let go. Today is my day. And I'm going to mark my calendar saying that this is my day. I will not go through the struggles. I will not let things worry me to the point that I have to go to the hospital and they find nothing but stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only sickness. You know, me being upset, you know, letting everybody else worry, put the worry ration on me, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think that as
I'm stepping out on faith. Today, I step out on faith.
You got to remember the sex of things that you can't change, though, you know. And certain things, if it's out of your hands and you can't change it, guess what? You got to accept it for what it is. And in the process of accepting it, now, mind you have to accept it, but you don't have to deal with it. That's the difference, you know. You
can
accept it, you know what?
And I just want to tell you, I love you so much. And that phone call this morning was very much needed, you know. And you can always tell when I'm going through it. You know, and like you said, you're going back into that shell that you tried to go into, a year and a half ago, and I'm not going to lie. I refuse to
fight
you
that.
Down there and shut down from everybody. You're not going to do it.
Mm-mm. You work too hard.
Like
Let me tell you something. God been working on you, and he brought you this far. You need to continue to do your part and allow him to do his part. That's right.
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
Look, you want a mission, and you don't even know it. You know, you are. You want a mission, and you don't even understand the mission that you're on. And that's why I was saying, like, all right, well, you know, you got to find this to do and find this to do. Because you know what? It's easy to sit and get depressed and get caught up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Somebody got to fight this devil, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody got to fight the devil. It's easy to say, you know what, devil, you got me. You win. But all the praying you've been doing, all the hard work you've been doing, you're going to throw that away? Mm-mm.
No,
Not if
no,
I can help it.
Like
no way.
Said, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be. And you're right. I've worked hard. You know, I still, you know, have my shortcomings, as we all do. But,
right, we all do.
You know, they're falling right into place. And again, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, today is my day that I let go and let God. He's in control of everything as of today.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you. I really am.
I'm
thanking your brother, too, for coming. Look, I'm thanking your brother for coming, talking to you also, and taking you for that ride and getting you out the house. You know, because you need that. You know, you need that.
Because at first we were just going to go to lunch, you know, and while we were sitting there, we were just talking, you know, and he was like, I want to take you to see this trip that I seen yesterday. So that was like in Point Pleasant. We went there, right? Honey, next thing I know, he said, well, we could just go and take a ride. We're going to ride and talk. And before I know it, we was just riding. I said, where are we going? He said, I don't know. He said, today is your day.
That's right.
And he said, I want you to open up about everything. He said, and I'm going to come to you as your brother, and I'm going to tell you, whether it hurts you or not, I'm going to tell you how I feel about the situation. And this is what you need to do.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
I had him even saying amen.
Right,
and he don't even do the amens, you know. I mean, that's just him. But, you know, he was like, wow, sissy, he said, you know, you the big sister, he said, but he said, the way that you talking now compared to when I picked you up, he said, the way that you was looking, he said, I knew something wasn't right. But he told me yesterday, he said, we're going to go out for lunch or breakfast or something. He said, you know, but I'll be to get you. And that's why I told you this morning, I'm going to go and get up.
get my shower, get my clothes done and everything, and I did just that. As soon as I finished putting on my clothes, he called me and said, what you going to do? He said, you ready? And I went out the house, and I was looking like that the little sour face a little bit, you know. And he was like, mm-hmm. What's wrong, baby? What's wrong? What's wrong? And mm-hmm. I just, you know, I wasn't going to, you know, because like I told you, I wasn't going to talk to any about the other situation.
Right.
But I had to let go because as long as I kept it locked up and bottled in, it was only just going to stress me out more.
Right.
And, you know,
okay,
he said, well, I know.
Huh? Help me with this. Help me with this, though. He's able to give you a different point of view. And
yes,
before
exactly.
You, and before you get
said.
Out that car, look, before you get out that car or truck or however you're traveling, I want him to give you that different point of view. That's what I want him to do.
That's
and
what he's
don't
said
hold no punches. Don't sugarcoat it. Say just what it is.
He already got me. That's why I said, I'm smiling right now. And as I told you, he said, I don't care if you get mad or what, but you're going to hear this mm-hmm. today. He said, because
okay.
I've been trying to tell you about it. He said, but
mm-hmm.
I had to let you see it for yourself. He said, but you can't keep going back across that same bridge.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
mm-hmm.
you're going to either accept the way it is or leave it alone.
Oh, my God, they sound just alike.
Yes. I mean, that's
we
what I told him. I said, you know, baby, he's sitting here looking at me now.
We sound just alike.
He said, no, he ain't getting on this. But I told him, I said, why does this sound like deja vu? I think I just heard this a few hours ago. He said,
yep.
Well, you're going to hear it again. He
mm-hmm.
said, I'm not
because
cutting no punches
know.
With you. He said,
mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you because, hey, I'm the same type of person. And
okay.
you're going to, yeah. That's why he say, you know, and I'll talk to you. I mean, you know, I just don't want to put it out, you know, because like I said, some of my personal business is my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
and I will come to you.
Mm-hmm. But that's what it is. It's your personal business. It's your business. And like I was telling you earlier, you know, we're not gonna give that person, you know, any benefit and talk
exactly.
about it too much. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna
exactly.
give it that much. You know, but what
right.
I'm gonna say is, I'm very proud of you, and I'm happy that your brother came
Thank
out
you.
To spend time with you.
I
wish
I,
that
I am
this
too.
Is the time, but this is the times when I wish that we lived closer. You know.
Yep.
So this
yep.
way. You'd be able to come over or we'll be able to come to you so this way we could sit more and talk, you know.
Well,
it's unfortunate,
he's already
you know,
said,
you're out there.
He's already yeah. said that if he have to, I will be taking more trips if he got to pay for them to come out there to you all.
Yeah, and she needs it, though, you know, and it gives
yeah.
us something to do and, you know, we have a good time. And it's like, to me, I think sometimes vacations are like, you go when you forget about all your problems, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you just come and you be with family and you know people not judging you. You do what you do. But at the same time, it's like, listen, we love you unconditionally. And we've been here for over 3 years, you know,
right.
and
right.
we're not going nowhere. You know, we're,
right.
we're family. That's
right.
what family do.
Close-knit.
You know?
Close-knit, too.
Yep.
You know,
so I'm proud of you.
He said that he's going to try to do this with me at least every weekend. You know, one day out of the weekend, he said, when you home, he said, we're going to do something. You know, he said, if I got to start coming to get you, because he does, like, air conditioners and things like that, he said, if I got to come and get you and you sit in the truck and learn what I'm doing, he said, I might start doing that, too, just to get you out of that house. He
that's
said,
right.
You're not going to sit up there and get in a nutshell.
mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, no, no.
Oh, yeah, he got me. He got me
good.
As well as you did, but it was what
good.
I needed, you know.
Right, but doesn't it feel good to be loved, you know? Doesn't
yeah.
it feel good to be
yes.
loved and, you know,
yes.
honored and respected and feel like, you know, I have family. You know, you got people that's right there for
uh-huh.
you. You have a very good support system, and it's time
yeah.
to use that support system, you know.
Even
Don't ever
Kathy
think
called
that you
me today.
Good.
Hey, Pastor Kathy Holland.
Wait a minute, honey. Did you see on her page?
Uh-uh.
Miss Thing was hanging out with New Orleans Saints yesterday because they're doing their training down there where she preached and where she lives.
Uh-huh.
And they're all going to her church on Thursday.
Oh, my
goodness. Football team. The NFL football team. You got to go on her page and see Miss
Thing. Oh, I see it right now. I see it right now. Oh, my God. You go, Pastor Holland. You go. Now,
I told
now
her,
keep
I said,
it moving.
Yes, she do. Honey, you look around. She might be, when she's planning her next big trip that she want to do, she said it'll probably be next year sometime, after her 60th birthday. She's going to Hawaii, her and her daughter. She said, so you need to start getting your money together, too.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Hawaii,
I said,
well,
you
come,
go ahead,
God willing.
She just said that the guys asked her, did she want to come to some of the games and everything. She said, honey, she said, I was like, I wish my baby sister was here because she'd tell y'all a thing or two. I said, now, see, why you put me out there like that? She said, because I know you.
Yep. Look, she sure would, and have fun at the same time, you know.
Exactly. But they'll be there for the whole training camp. So my oldest brother will be celebrating his 66th birthday, August the 5th. So he's going to be down there in Lewisburg. So they're trying to get me, I'll probably end up being down there for his birthday. And then she was like, well, we can go to the training camp, girlfriend, and you can see all these little cute young boys. I said, you know what? She said the guys had heard, like, you know, there was just so much respect that one of the guys said, he started saying, yeah, you like a mom to me. He said, I don't have my mom. I don't know where she is. You know, I don't know if she's living or dead. He said, and you're like a mom to me. And say a couple of other guys were saying things to her. And she was like, the other guy was like, man, she a preacher. She my mom. You don't say that to her. And say the guy was like, but she beautiful. She can't be in her 50s. I said, you go ahead, sister girl. But,
usually we don't go to two songs, but we're going to go to two songs. I know you're traveling, and and I just got to check something real fast, so we're going to go to two songs, and then we're going to come back on the air. We never really go to two songs, actually, but this time we're going to go to two songs. And let the two songs go. But before we do that, I just want to make the announcement that Brother Timothy Stevie Hunter will not be having his show tonight at 9 p.m. He actually had a death in his family. So before the end of the show, we're definitely going to say a prayer for him. And we're, you know, praying for him. And we're definitely going to say a prayer for him at the end of the show. So right now we're going to go to a song. The first one's going to be JT, which is another up-and-coming gospel artist. And then, of course, you know, I can't, you know, let the Sunday go by without Terry Small. So, but we're going to go to a song, and this way you can, you know, relax for a little bit. And then we're going to go to two songs, and then we'll be back on the air.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
God has been so good to me.
God has been
You know so much about my past. You know that I've been in and out. You know that I've been moving fast. So many people counting me out. Never thought that I would last. No, that's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him. Strange. Wonder why my friends have changed. Had a lot of trouble in my life. The Lord had to rearrange some things. See, He showed me who was there for me. Exposed all my enemies. Now I understand the reason for my worship and praise. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him.
You say to me,
All right. Welcome back to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. And the first song was God Has Been So Good by up-and-coming gospel artist JP. And the second song was Gave by Terry Smalls. I love me some Terry Smalls, but God has been good to me. So I'm think I'm loving that one, too. I'm just saying. So, T, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, all right. And I also just want to say real fast, T, that we are praying for your travel mercy as well, that you and your brother are definitely making it back home safe and sound. So we're praying
Thank
for you guys also, because I know the feeling of traveling and doing a show at the same time. Me and Rich know that feeling oh so well. So definitely praying for you guys. We're also just going to say a special prayer for KL Belvin and Tiffany Belvin, the Belvins. Baby KL, you know, had a little scare on Friday night.
Yeah.
And she was vomiting, and she swallowed the vomit. And I was praying like crazy. Let me tell you, I was just praying and praying and praying. And we're just praying, you know, that the baby's healing. And we just want to be, you know, mindful to a lot of things. And it feels great to know that they're very alert. You know, they're very alert because some people wouldn't know what to do if a situation like that happened. So we're definitely praying for Tiffany and KL and, of course, baby KL at the same time. And just the whole Belvin family as a whole. We're also praying that Chicky Chicks does great. I read some things on Facebook, and we're definitely proud of him, and we're proud of, you know, the house and everything he's doing. And I'm just want to point out that, you know, Chick Chick, you know, GQ Palace should be in that bio that I seen on Instagram, but I'm just saying, I'm just pointing it out there, you know.
Exactly.
I had to just point that out there just in case, you know, he is listed. I just want to say, GQ Palace to be mentioned in that bio, you know, right there as, you know, somebody that, you know, definitely saw the best in you thanks to T.C. Holland. You know, she definitely saw the best, you know, in you and referred you over to GQ Palace. And we just, you know, we're praying for you, and we wish you nothing but the much success that, you know, God has, and God's moving you to different levels, and he's just keeping you uplifted. And we're praying for you, and we wish you continued success at the same time. So we also want to say a prayer for someone from one of my Facebook associates. We're going to say a prayer for Terry. So, Father God, I come to you in prayer, just asking you to just continue to uplift Terry and just motivate her and, you know, humble her and just keep her focused in life itself on a daily basis, dear God. We're just asking that you are able to just reach her, touch her, and just keep her motivated and just keep her uplifted, keep her positive, and, you know, let her know that the struggle that you are taking her through right now and that storm that she's facing right now is actually just a storm off to test and see her strength and test to see, you know, her willingness to be able to give it to you and hope that you're the only person that can fix it for her. It's a test of faith, dear God, and we're just asking that she definitely steps out on faith and not by sight of what she can see up hand and what she can touch. We're just asking that you're able to just uplift her and just mold her, touch her, and just keep her humble once again, but give her wisdom and discernment at the same time, dear Lord, so that she's able to overcome the struggle that she's in right now and not to let it just beat her down. And know that when one door opens, another door, one door closes, another one opens, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you're able just to, you know, bring her kids back to her in one piece and just not harmed, you know, in any kind of way, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you continue to just, you know, put the necessary people in her life that can uplift her and just help her as she's going through this struggle, dear Lord. We're praying for our brother, Scribby Hunter. Like I said earlier, he did lose a family member that's near and dear to his heart, and we know that you only call home the best, dear Lord, and we know that you have called home many, many positive people in his life within this last year, and we're just asking him to just stay strong and seek you first, dear Lord, and just be able to just pray more and just bring him closer to you. Just touch his heart and just bring him so close to you, dear Lord, and just make him understand that even though he is hurting on the inside, that there's some light at the end of the tunnel, dear God, and you only take home the best, and you've called home people that were positive influences to him, and we're just asking that he's able now to be able to be the positive influence for himself and to be able to minister through his music to everyone that he's come into contact with, be able to sing his song and talk about his pain and be able to share it with everyone, dear Lord, and be able to save someone else's life and to encourage someone on how to deal with death and how to deal with different deaths at the same time, dear Lord. So we're just asking you to just reach over and just touch him, just heal him, and just keep him focused, dear Lord, and just give him the discernment that he may need to get through and know that not to give up and that there's light, dear Lord, and to be thankful once again for being able to wake up in the morning and know that, you know, you saw him fit to open his eyes, even though someone else had to close theirs, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you just continue to just touch him, dear Lord. Just when he's weak, just touch him and make him strong. And just make him strong to be able to be the father that he needs to be for the rest of his children, dear Lord, the mother and the father that he needs to be. And we're just asking that you put positive people in his life that he's able to continue to succeed and to strive and be the best that he can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So those are just, you know, a couple people that I just wanted to pray for just quickly, you know, just in a deeper debt versus, you know, calling out their name. Just want to just put it out there, and we're just hoping that, you know, they are able to receive. They were able to receive the message that God is sending to them. And we're going to bring back Sister T back on the air. I believe her call had dropped. T, you there?
Yes.
All right. So I just pretty much I just prayed for one of the Facebook friends, associates, and as well as, you know, the Belvins at the same time, as well as Brother Scribby Hunter. Definitely been talking to Rich about the situation, and we're sending our prayers for him. We're sending our prayers for Brother Scribby Hunter. And like I said, we're just asking that he, like, if he never, you know, depended on God at no other time, you know, right now, that's his test, and he needs to depend on God a lot more. And
yes,
just, you know, don't give up. Just don't give
don't
up.
Give
just
up.
Stay focused and, you know, and continue to humble yourself and just know that God only calls home the best, and he's called home the best in his life. And, you know, we know that it's not easy to deal with so many deaths at the same time, but we're just praying that he's able to find peace and comfort in each situation that happens, and it actually prepares him and makes him stronger for his children. So we're definitely praying for that, for those people as well. So with that being said, I'd just like to say that I'm thankful for God waking me up this morning and giving me the strength that I need to keep pushing. You know, I'm thankful for my family and my friends. And I'm also, you know, thankful to be able, God willing, to be traveling this weekend to New Jersey, which is right close to UT. I'm just saying. So we'll be, you know, at my family, my first family reunion that my family has had in New Jersey. So I'm just definitely praying for all of our traveling mercy as we come from Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, New York, all the way to get to New Jersey. I'm praying for everyone's traveling mercy to be able to get there safe and sound, have a good time, you know, come together on one accord. And I'm excited to see my cousin, you know, from out east, even though we live out east together. You know, I haven't seen her since her baby shower, and I'm excited to see her. And so just to bring everybody together, I don't remember the last time that we've all been together. Actually, it probably never happened. Been together besides for a funeral. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, you know, introducing my family to their family and just everyone coming together. So and just connecting together as we're all family. So I'm going to also just do something real fast. Brother Scribby Hunter has a song called Hallelujah, and I'm just going to play that song real fast. It's a short song, but I'm just going to play it, you know, on behalf of him this evening. So we're just going to go to the song. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Giving all honor and glory to the King.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take it for granted if you choose not me. When we sing from the highest mountains, higher. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Welcome back, and that was Brother Scribby Hunter's song, Hallelujah. You know, and it was a very short song, but I definitely wanted to play it, you know, for him this evening. And we're hoping that he, you know, is listening, and if not, you know, he'll listen to the archives, and he'll definitely hear, you know, that we're truly thinking of him. You know, we're definitely thinking of him, and we're praying that everything comes together, you know, for him at the same time. So what we're going to do this evening is for our last, like, 15 minutes of the show, we are going to talk, you know, a little bit, but then we also are going to play a couple of songs at the same time. And I know that anyone that's listening will definitely find peace in the song, because the songs are testimonies as well. So even though the phone lines are open, you know, once someone calls in and they do press the one button, we'll definitely put you on the air. But for right now, I just would like you guys to be able to listen to some other testimonies as well. And that's the wonderful thing of Rich Money being the CEO of GQ Palace, is he's able to do what he needs to do with the grace of God and be able to hear and play the other artists, gospel artists' music on Sunday. So there's another song that I'd like to go to. It's called I Repent, and we're going to go to this song right now. And please just listen to the words of this, so you're able to hear the testimony that he's explaining as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
I repent of my sin and turn away. I turn away, no longer does sin have a toll on me. Through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice. Listen, trust, follow, and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and that was I Repent. And for those of you who are listening, I'm sure you found the testimony that's in that song. And I'm just going to say a couple things that I repent for is just for saying or maybe doing something that's not acceptable in God's eyes. So I personally, I find peace, you know, in repenting in it. And at the same time, if I do it and I don't realize that I'm doing it, or if I say something and I don't catch myself, you know, I'm praying that God just understands where my head was, or, you know, my hands were at that time and I wasn't able to make the conscious decision on what's right to do. You know, no one is perfect, but at the same time, you have to be able to, you know, deal with God with whatever decision that you make. And if it's a decision that's not, you know, acceptable to him, you want to be able to, you know, ask for forgiveness for that. As well as if you do something to someone, you do want to make sure that you're able to ask for forgiveness from that person. And I just believe in my heart that sometimes when you ask for forgiveness, you know, it could just be for peace of mind. It could just be for something to be able to have comfort to what you're dealing with or who you're dealing with at that time. So I'm definitely a fan, you know, of that song as well, and the testimony that goes behind it, because the main purpose of me playing some of the songs this evening was so that you guys are able to hear the testimony that's in the song, because on Spiritual Sunday, we come together on one accord, and we share our testimonies and what we're thankful for this evening. And I'm, you know, another thing I'm thankful for is just being able to get up at 6:45 and be able to do the show this evening. Because God knows that I'm tired, you know, I'm really tired, but I'm going to keep pushing, you know, and keep pushing and be able to, you know, just ask God to give me the strength, you know, when I see myself getting weak and I see myself not being able to focus, I'm just asking God to give me patience, because sometimes when you get very tired, you get cranky and, you know, you need that sleep, but at the same time, you're trying to fight it, so you might not be the most easygoing person that there is. And I know me personally, I'm not, and I just pray that God, you know, helps me with that. And at the same time, he helps my family to understand that I am looking for, you know, looking to get that rest that I need. And I don't mean to sound the way that I might sound, you know, to them at that particular moment. So I'm thankful, you know, for that. And I continuously just praying for, you know, everyone as a whole, you know, as well as I just want to pray for my niece, Courtney, and my sister Andrea as well. I had prayed for them a couple Sundays ago, and I'm still praying for them every day, and I'll continue to pray for them every single day. And I'm just praying that God touches them with togetherness, faithfulness, humbleness, and be able to, you know, keep their minds focused and in the right direction, you know, and be able to help them understand that accidents happen, but guess what? Now, at this point, we got to make the best of it, and we come together as family, because that's what family does. You're supposed to come together and fix the situation. You come together to help people together as a whole, and that's just personally what my personal opinion of it, and I'm just praying for it, as well as praying for, you know, my daughter as well, my daughters. My youngest daughter did make the team, and I'm praying for my sons as well. You know, I'm praying for them and their traveling mercy, and can't wait to see them again. And I'm just thankful for them. I'm thankful for them, and I'm thankful for my fiance as well. And I'm just thankful to be able to say, you know what, God, I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be able to say that. So with that being said, I just want to go to another song. And just please make sure that you guys are listening to the testimonies that are coming from each song. And if you can't understand what the testimony is, you can press 1, and I'll be happy to give you my feedback on it of what I believe the testimony is on that song. So we're going to go to a song by another up-and-coming artist at this point, and then we'll be right back on the air. Amen.
We magnify your name, for you alone receive the highest
Welcome back to GT Power Spiritual Sunday. I'm not sure what was wrong with the song, except that I guess the devil didn't want us to hear it this evening, because we have played this song plenty of times on Spiritual Sunday, and that has never happened. But we're thankful to be able to hear the song, minus the staticness, and also be able to hear the testimony behind it. So we are truly, truly thankful for that as well. And we know how great God is, and I know that I know how great God is, and I'm going to continue to just bless him and just bless, and I pray that God blesses everyone else at the same time for everything that they may be going through. So what we're going to do is, I said we were going to end the show at 8 o'clock, but what we're going to do is just go to a couple more songs so you guys can hear more of Terry Smalls and share, and just share her testimony with her at the same time. And then after we go to a couple more songs, we're going to talk for a little bit more. And then we'll just end the show at that point when we're all finished. And right now I'm up, I'm awake, you know, I'm able to concentrate. So let's just keep going with the show that we have this evening. Amen.
There's already healing in your body, so you just worship him. It's a brand new day. A new day. A new way. It's a new
Spiritual Sunday. And of course, that was A Brand New Day by Terry Smalls. And I'm a fan of Terry Smalls, I just want to say. And she is, like I said earlier, a up-and-coming gospel artist. And we definitely support her movement at the same time. So at the same time, we are going to go to another song, but this is not by an up-and-coming artist. This is by somebody else. And those of you who are familiar with gospel music, you'll know exactly who the person is that we also support and we're very proud of at the same time. Amen.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
it's to our God.
and that was, of course, Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise. And, yes, we are thankful for Hezekiah Walker, and we love his music here on Spiritual Sunday as well. So that about that completes our show for this evening. I was going to keep going and play the songs and keep talking at the same time. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to save some of our lovely songs so this way I can play them. Next week will not be a show. We'll be out of town traveling. But the following week when we come back, I'm going to try and have a special guest on the air to join us on a Spiritual Sunday, as well as Brother Scribby Hunter will have a special guest to join us. So, yes, we'll be having two special guests back-to-back for you guys when we do return. So we will not be here next Sunday. We'll be here the following Sunday. So we're just praying at the same time that everyone is able to have a blessed and safe week, 2 weeks, so to speak. And we look forward to seeing everyone and speaking to everyone next week, well, in 2 weeks. It feels awkward to say it, but in 2 weeks, and God willing, if we're able to get back in time, we will have a Spiritual Sunday. But other than that, we will be traveling, so we will not be able to do Spiritual Sunday at the same time. So what we're going to do is we're just going to end the show. Well, you know what? I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then I'm going to end the show on that note. I know, Rich Money, you're probably saying, what is she doing? I don't know. I just want everyone to be able to hear some of the songs that we have that they don't usually get a chance to hear on Spiritual Sunday or on Crossroad Temple. So I just want them to be able to hear some of the artists' songs until we're able to send out the gospel artists that we have and that we put together to share with everyone. We're just going to go to a couple more songs, and then after we go to a couple more songs, then we'll end the show. But right now I'm going to go to the Manhattan, their gospel song, A Love of God. We're going to go to that song and play that. Amen.
I can feel the presence of God.
Welcome back to GC Palace Spiritual Sunday. And, of course, that was the Manhattans off their gospel CD, Love of God. And I'm a fan of the Manhattans, even though it was way before my day. But Rich Money is the friends with them, and they were on the air here on actually on Love and Entertainment on Friday night, which is Rich Money's show. And so we're a fan. He's a fan. I'm a fan. Sounds great. So pretty much for those of you who are just tuned in, what we're doing is here on Spiritual Sunday, we allow people to call and give their testimony and say what they're thankful for. And on GQ Palace, Crossroads Temple, and GQ Palace Love and Entertainment is where they interview up-and-coming gospel artists as well. So what we're doing at this time is we're just sharing some of their music so that you can hear their testimonies that they're singing through their music, because the gospel music are their testimony. It's different things that they might have experienced or different things that they know that someone has or a friend of a friend. But either way you think of it, it's a testimony. So what we're doing is we're just sharing some of the gospel music so this way you guys can hear it. Some of the music have never been heard before. Some of the music, like I said, is up and coming, and they haven't actually hit, like, the main scene just yet. But they're on their way. They're on the rise, and that's what's, you know, most important. They're allowing God to use them as instruments through their music. And we're thankful and we're supportive to them because they're able to share their music here on GQ Palace. And it just so happens that Brother Scribby Hunter, who was also an artist as well, he still is an artist just on a different level. He's allowing God to use him to do many different things and has many different talents. So with all that being said, we're going to go to one of his songs. And yes, he loves to sing. We're going to go to one of his songs right now. And we're just going to definitely, usually I wouldn't play like our songs, but he's going through something. And we want him to know here at GQ Palace as a whole and GQ Palace Crossroads Temple and GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday that, you know, we support him, we support his vision, and we definitely just support everything that he's doing, and we're behind him. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. And that was Brother Scribby Hunter with Never Would Have Made It, originally by Marvin. And we just definitely want to show Brother Hunter some love and support here on GQ Palace, a spiritual Sunday. Those of you who are just listening, his show airs after Spiritual Sunday from 9 to 10 every Sunday. But this Sunday, he had this week he had a death in his family, so he's not able to be here with us this evening. So just on his behalf and on support of GQ Palace, we're just playing a couple of his songs because he is a gospel artist, as well as other people, as long as other up-and-coming gospel, artists as well. So we're playing some of their songs. We're playing some of his songs. So we're just allowing you guys to hear their testimonies behind each song. And in some of the songs, you can hear not only their testimonies, but how much it means to them. And you can hear it just coming out of their words. And we're just very supportive to the up-and-coming artists and to the artists that are out there already. And especially I'm supportive coming on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday only because on Spiritual Sunday for the gospel music is the place where we can play their gospel music here. And this way everyone can still get to hear their testimonies, but not just their testimonies by them calling up and saying it to us, but their testimonies through their music, because that's what their music is. So we're going to continue on with the show, but the phone lines are open. The number is 646-200-3838. You can press 1 to go on the air. We're only going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to end the show. Of course, we'll end in prayer, and we, of course, will look forward to speaking to everyone, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday as well. Amen.
Staring you in,
right in the face.
And if God
and if the Lord is born,
you all know we're going to do it.
Tell
he's gonna
me.
Do it. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to GP Power Spiritual Sunday. And, of course, that was Terry Small's Promise. And I'm sure everyone can relate to that song, and I hope that everyone's able to hear the testimony that's behind it as well. Terry Smalls is an up-and-coming gospel artist who's definitely on the rise, and we support her here on GQ Palace. So we are supporting everyone by sharing their music, so this is where you guys can hear their testimony through their music at the same time. So also, I'm just going to take a minute out and just pray for a couple of people and call up their names, and we're definitely praying for them as well. We're going to pray for William Arnold, who is still in the hospital as we speak. He is in the ICU with kidney failure. He's actually doing a lot better now, so we're just praying for his healing at the same time, as well as we're going to pray for Lillian Ben and her traveling mercy. She'll be going back upstate and then coming back to Long Island again. So we're praying for her, and we're praying that God gives her traveling mercy to be going up and down the highways and just giving her strength when she's weak because she is, as she says, touching the age. And touching the age is, of course, and I guess when you get over 60, you know, 65, you can say, okay, well, I've lived long enough, you know, and that's her words, not mine, that's hers. And she's definitely doing, she's doing well, you know, health. It's just we're just praying that as she's traveling up and down the highways to be able to get from, you know, Long Island to Rochester, Rochester back to Long Island, that, you know, God gives her strength when she's weak. And we're asking that everyone's able to just, you know, chip in and, you know, find it in their hearts to be able to help her as she needs help moving around a tad bit. So we're just praying for her as well, and always praying for all of the hosts on GQ Palace, with GQ Palace Radio, all the hosts, all the listeners, all the callers. But, of course, a special prayer for my lovely fiancé, Rich Money. I'm always praying for him and praying for his health and praying that God gives him the strength as well and just gives him the discernment that he needs for dealing with a lot of different things, just in life itself. And we're asking that God touches him and heals him for any of the ill wills that he may have. And we're also just praying for a lot of people that we've come into contact with without calling their names. God, you know our heart, and you know that we wish, you know, that they are able to move closer and closer to you. And as we give them encouraging words, we're just asking that you're able to just give us the right words to touch them and touch their hearts to bring them closer to you. We do have a caller. We're going to go to our caller real fast, and then we'll be back. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Debbie. How are you doing?
Good, Debbie. How are you?
I'm healing. Thank you, Lavina.
How's that foot?
It's still aching quite a bit, but you know what? All the prayers that everyone has put forward for me, I can really, really feel it, along with me praying for myself and praying for everyone else, and everyone is praying for me. So it's going to be healed. I'm asking God for a very quick heal on this one. That's right. But I miss you guys very much, and I love this show. I'm so glad tonight I can finally catch it. Right. It's
and
wonderful
to
hear your voice.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. This Sunday is a little different. We're praying in between the songs, but we're allowing just everyone to listen to the gospel music that we've had, the artists that we've had to come on the air, and we're actually sharing some of their music so that everyone can hear their testimonies as well. So that's pretty much what we're doing. But we're also praying for you. I've seen it on Facebook, and I'm sending prayers, and we're praying, and we're going to continue to pray for you. And we wish you, you know, of course, a wonderful healing, and just try and take it as easy as possible. It's going to be hard getting around in those crutches, but God will give you strength to be able to move around, you know, with those. And we pray that, you know, you have someone there that can help you, you know, move around a little bit at the same time.
That's right. It's not easy with crutches, but you know what? I'm not the only one who's ailing. And somehow it just all happens, right? Accidents happen, and then somehow God puts his hand on you, and he just raises you up. And I just pray that he puts his hand on everybody, including my foot, right? And just go with that, you know? I just get to just encourage everybody to just stay positive. But I just want to thank everybody who is praying for me. And, of course, I'm praying for everybody else who needs it. Right, because what goes around comes around, and God teaches us that. That's all.
That's right. That's right. And of course, you know, he has a way of dealing with everything. Sometimes we don't even have to say anything or do anything, and God handles all. So
that's right.
All that matters. That's all that matters. But we do thank you for calling in and, you know, sharing everything that you've been through lately. And, of course, we're going to continue to pray for you here on Spiritual Sunday. And I'm going to, you know, spread the word to the prayer warriors because we're on a prayer line in the morning as well. So we're just we'll spread the word and put you on the prayer list. They'll call up your name in prayer, too, and that's on a daily basis.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being there. Right now, I need to put my foot up and rest and get some more ice on this puppy. That's right. I'm going to see the orthopedic. Yes, I'm going to see the orthopedic surgeon tomorrow. I don't want any surgery. I know God will just heal those bones right up the way he normally does. And it is truly amazing. He's done that with my kids, and he's done that for me. And I care how old I am, because I'm not that old. That's right. We'll just heal it up. That's all there is. But I just wanted to stop by and say hi and just say I miss the program very much, and what you guys are all doing is truly a blessing for everybody.
Oh, thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Lavina.
All right, that was our caller, Debbie, and we're, of course, just praying for her, and we're praying for the healing on her foot as well. And we're going to just pray real fast that the doctors and the nurses that are coming into contact with her, that God gives them the strength and gives them the knowledge to be able to touch her feet and just be able to take the test and reexamine and pray that God is able to touch her feet and just heal it so that there's no surgery needed. And if surgery is needed, we're just asking that God is able to give her the strength that she needs to be able to move around and elevate her foot at all times, and this way there wouldn't be any other further damage done to her foot. And we know that God's in the healing business, and we're just praying that God is able to touch her foot and just heal her and just keep her mind, you know, humble as well. And just right now, God was asking that you just touch her foot and just take all the pain away so that she's comfortable and that she's able to get rest at the same time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Oh, we're going to go to another song this evening, which I haven't played this one in a while, but we're going to play it right now. Amen.
like a bird needs his wings to fly up high in the sky. Daddy, I can't. Father, I can't live without you.
Alright, welcome back to GP Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. And that was Benita Gibbs, Without Shoe. And she is also a up-and-coming gospel artist as well. She's on the rise, and I'm sure everyone can understand what her testimony is on what's singing that song, Without You. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to another song, and then we're going to end this show in prayer as well. And then, like I said, we look forward to speaking to everyone, you know, not the following Sunday because we'll be out of town traveling, but the Sunday after that. So we're going to go to another song, and everyone please listen to the testimony that we're sharing. Amen.
Come on, y'all. It's time to show some love. You know what, Kurt? I think you might like this. Listen.
Your soul to be saved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Up in the air, show him love.
Kajiki Palace Spiritual Sunday, and that was the Apostles, Show Him Love. And I know everyone can relate to that testimony that's behind that. So, and if you're not sure of it, please make sure you guys press 1, and I can give you my interpretation of it, of how I feel about it, because I listen to all these songs all the time. But that's, you know, of course, that's just because we have all the artists on music, and, you know, we're able to help them promote it to the best of our ability. And that's one thing that GQ Palace does do, is we help promote. And we're helping and at the same time encouraging everyone that we possibly can, that we come into contact with. And as you guys can see, it's been, what, 3 years strong, and we're not stopping. We're going to continue to keep on going with it. And, of course, with the, you know, thanks of God and the grace of God that we're able to do everything that we need to do as a whole, as GQ Palace, as a business. So with all of that being said, we're just going to, it's about 8:50, we're going to end in prayer this evening, and we're just going to call up a couple names that we do, that we're asking for prayer for. So I'm just going to end in prayer, but we look forward to speaking to everyone the next time we're on the air. And if we are able to do a show next Sunday with us traveling, we sure will. You guys will see the links all over. If not, we'll be on the, back on the air the following Sunday as well. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, just asking you to just touch Rich Money and his traveling mercy, and just give him all the traveling mercy that he needs to be come home safe and sound, and just bring him back whole the way he was. And we're praying that his health is able to get better, and we're praying that the doctors are able to explain to him in the proper way about his medical condition as well. We're praying for Debbie as well, for her ankle, for healing on her foot as well. We're praying for our brother Skippy Hunter for the death that he had in his family, and we're just praying that you'll touch him and heal him and give him the strength to be able to deal with his family. So we're praying for the patience and discernment at the same time. We're also praying that you give him the wisdom that he needs to be able to deal with the many different people that he comes into contact with on a daily basis, and just to be able to understand that you're the author, you're the healer, and you can heal everyone, and you can touch everyone, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you're able to touch his heart and be able to deal with him, as well as be able to help him educate his children in dealing with the loss that he has just happened again, dear Lord. And we know, like I said earlier, that you only call home the best, and you've called home the best in many different situations in his life, and we're just asking that you're able just to help him and just keep him humble and just allow him not to give up, dear Lord. And he said he's thirsty, and it brings him closer to you, dear Lord, and we're just asking that everything that he's saying is in decency and in order at the same time, dear Lord. We're also praying for all of our family members, all our friends, traveling mercy for myself and my family as we'll be traveling for our family reunion. We're praying for, like I said, all the hosts and all the members of GQ Palace Radio as a whole, our family, our friends, our children at the same time, anyone that we come into contact with. We're also praying that they find comfort in the answers that he needs, and you're able to give him the knowledge that he needs to be able to get the correct answers. And as he's getting the answers that he needs, that he's also able to call us and share with us some of the questions and the answers, so this way he can educate us at the same time, dear Lord. We're asking for the education that we may need, and we're always willing to allow someone to call in to encourage us and uplift us and just keep us motivated and keep us grounded, and there's nothing wrong with education. And we're just asking that at the same time as he finds the answers that he needs, that he's able to call in and just talk to us and, you know, bring us all together on the same page that he's on as a whole. As being a very educated young man, dear Lord, we're just asking that you're able to just keep him focused and keep it and just strengthen him to be able to do everything that he needs to do and research everything that he needs to do and just be able to share the education that you're giving him to give to everyone else, dear Lord. So we're just asking for Dave to be able to call and just help us with that at the same time. We're praying for Deanne Lane, and we're praying that everything that she's doing, that you give her strength and be able to keep her humble and know that, you know, GQ Palace is home, and we look forward to speaking with her soon. And we're praying that everything that she's doing is in decency and in order at the same time as well, dear Lord. We're praying that you give her the strength to be able to deal with her family, her friends, as well as her business at the same time. And we're praying for all the book sales that she can possibly have with her book, dear Lord. And we're praying for the Belvins and all the book sales that they need, dear Lord, and how KL is traveling throughout the summer. We're praying that you give him traveling mercy to be able to travel state to state and city to city to be able to sell his books that he's selling, dear Lord, especially the From Gigolo to Jesus. That's a book that we all know that can touch everyone's heart, and we're asking that everyone, if you do not have that you do research it and be able to allow him to talk to you about that book. The book is From Bigelow to Jesus, Dear Lord, and just be able to just give everyone the strength to be able to deal with the knowledge and discernment that is needed on a daily basis. And we're praying for William Arnold and Lillian Van, Dear Lord, and just be able to just strengthen them and uplift them and just keep them motivated at the same time. We're praying for, like I said, for all our family and friends. We're praying for Partner in Prayer Global Ministry, and we're praying that their ministry will continue to grow, and we're thanking God for all the blessings that they have given to GQ Palace, Partners in Prayer, and all the ministries that's out there that's willing to allow God to use them as a vessel and be able to do everything that they need to do, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you're able to touch the families of anyone that has lost a loved one recently, dear Lord, and if not recently, just someone that has lost a loved one that's having a hard time dealing with it. We're just asking that you're able to touch their heart and heal their hearts and know that joy does come in the morning, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you're able to just touch and agree with everyone. I'm hoping that they're able to receive the messages that you're giving to them individually and as a whole, dear Lord. And we're just asking that you're able to just lift us all up, just lift us all up and just keep us motivated and give us discernment and the wisdom that we need. And we're just asking that you're able to just touch and agree with everyone that's here, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay. It was a wonderful show. I'm happy that we're able to have the ability to share the gospel music for the up-and-coming gospel artists as well as the artist that is out that's on the main scene. And I'm thankful for it, and I know Rich Money is thankful for it as well, that we're able to just come together and share and just touch and agree and bring everyone together on one accord and allow us to play the music so that you can hear their testimony. And especially when it comes to the gospel music here on Sunday, that's something that touches my heart and that keeps me grounded. And I know that I enjoy listening to the music and I enjoy listening to the testimonies. And I just think in my heart, what a better way to share, you know, Sunday is to share some of the gospel music that you might not hear on the radio, that you might not have the CD for. You're able to hear it here on Crossroad Temple, and since there was no Crossroad Temple, I figured I'd bring it to you here on Spiritual Sunday. And I hope that everyone enjoyed the show. And like I said, we look forward to speaking to you guys next Sunday, if not the following Sunday. Have a blessed and safe week. And just do me a favor, encourage someone. Encourage someone, uplift someone, and be able to say something encouraging and say something positive to the person that, even if you don't know, just say something positive to someone and watch the blessing that you'll receive. Watch the feeling that you receive in your heart as you're saying something positive to someone. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention T.C. Holland and the transformation that she's on. So I just want to mention her and just thank her for all of her hard work and her support to GQ Palace. And as she's on her journey and she's traveling right now, we're just praying that she's able to find comfort, find peace and comfort in her heart, and that she's able to make the right decisions and seek the right positive people so that God's able to continuously bless her and keep her focused and know that you don't have to try and solve every problem by yourself. It's okay to pray about it and give it to God and let God fix it. T.C. opened up in prayer, and with her opening up in prayer, she prayed for a lot of people with a lot of different things, and we're just hoping that God hears our prayers and he understands that we're praying for these people. And I believe that someone had to pray for me to make it this far, and I know that we'll continue to pray for everyone that we know about. If we know about you and we know that you're going through a struggle or we know that God has blessed you tremendously, we're going to pray for you. And just remember to pray for someone because you never know what their struggle is. You never know what they're going through. And just make sure you pray for them. Smile at someone. See how good you'll feel inside. And just because someone comes to you in a certain kind of way doesn't mean that you have to come to them in return. You can pray for them. Pray for them for what they're saying to you. Pray for them for what they're saying about you. You don't have to stoop down to their level and say something that's more disrespectful to them. You can be the bigger person. So it's just my opinion. It's just me giving you my feedback on it. You can take it for what it is. But I enjoy talking to you guys, and I enjoy the callers that call in this evening. And like I said, I love you all. I look forward to speaking to you guys. Have a blessed and safe week, maybe 2 weeks, and God bless you all. Amen. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for tuning into the baby station. We got the new one here from Darren Deacon from Quality of Life Music. This is one of the feel-good songs that makes you want to enjoy the life. They call this one, It's a New Day.
It's amazing how sometimes we're quick to forget our past. Knowing if I throw this stone that your house made of glass, yes. Just not let ye be judged, at least that's what I heard. Everything will work out when you just line up with the word, yes. I knew this young boy and he just came home from jail. Everybody's talking about how this boy was gonna fail, yes. Thank God this boy didn't listen. He prayed and went out on a mission. Not to lose but to prove that through God everyone can make a change. See, it's a new day. Yeah, when you line up with the Lord.
See, it's a new day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
Yeah,
see, it's a new day.
I know it makes you feel so good inside.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we can say we love our fellow man. Yeah, we're quick to turn our backs when they need a helping hand. Yeah. I know someone helped you when your life was all in pain. So my question to you is, why can't you try to do the same? Yeah. There was this girl with two kids all alone and hurting. She stepped up into the church so she could hear the word. And the pastor said she'd be okay. Gotta make a way out of no way. She believed it and received it. Now she's doing mighty swell.
See, it's a new day.
It makes you feel so good inside.
See, it's a new day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
New day. When you line up with the Lord.
See, it's a new day, new day, new day, new day, new day.
See, it's a very special kind of day.